Thanks so much, Tanya, for being one of our women of influence. And I understand that you're new to being a franchisee here in Renfrew. Just tell me a little bit about what led you to taking on that task.
Absolutely. So we are. We took ownership of the store at the end of January of this year. And, you know, it was really a decision that was made by both Chris and I. So Chris is the operator out of the two of us and has always really seen himself finishing his career with a franchise. So when the opportunity presented itself to us, we really talked at that time about whether this could be sort of a new journey for the both of us. And so we took some time and sort of did a pros and cons list and decided that this was a great opportunity for us and the right timing for not only our professions but for our personal where we're at personally. So we accepted the offer and we're excited to sort of move up here and begin this new chapter.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm kind of curious, like, what the past year has been like, you know, running a grocery store while everything else was essentially closed. So I imagine it's been just really hectic and people really required your services and your goods. So just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly was a challenge buying a business within, you know, the middle of our COVID pandemic. But we also, you know, we came into a store that was, I think, running well. We inherited a great staff. We inherited already sort of great practices and protocols. So really, it was just coming in and continuing to offer and ensure that we were doing everything we can to provide a safe opportunity for customers to shop during these, you know, unprecedented times. Mm-hmm. And we continue to do that. We really strive to ensuring that we're meeting all of the, you know, restrictions, expectations, but also offering continued, you know, great customer service.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, the biggest challenges that you've kind of faced in, you know, running a business like this.
The challenge just is, again, to continue to provide that safe place and safe opportunity where people feel that they can come in. Obviously, food is an essential, and we wanted to ensure that we have product and that we have quality product and that we have everything that is available for our customers when they come into the store. So I think that too has been a challenge as far as availability of products and just making sure that we can have as much in and that our shelves are full.
I know, like myself, you're also a transplant in the area. And you were telling me that it was really important that, you know, you really become a part of this community. It is a pretty tight-knit community here in Renfrew. So just tell me about that, like kind of what you've been doing to, you know, introduce yourself.
Right. Yes. So it was extremely important to us that we become part of the Renfrew community. And, you know, certainly both Chris and I have noticed just how friendly and welcoming the community has been. And in turn, we wanted to ensure that we're visible in the store, that we're being seen by our customers when they're shopping at the store. So spending a lot of time sort of introducing ourselves, meeting and greeting. But we've also then really tried to partner with some key support. So we have spent a lot of time with the food bank, Renfrew Food Bank. We have a partnership program with them. And we were also invited to join one of the Rotary Clubs meetings, which we have done and are happy to say that we just, you know, we're a part of the golf tournament that they just completed. And currently in the store, we have a campaign called Tools for Schools, and that's a partnership with the Child Protection Network here in Renfrew County, and we're asking customers to donate $2 to that cause. And what's exciting about that is that all of the donations that we collect through our customers will stay local right here in Renfrew County, supporting family and children in need of back-to-school supplies. So backpacks, school supplies, and shoes are a part of that program.
Perfect. And thanks so much for being one of our women of influence, Tanya.
Thank you so much.